Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agroeconomic zone to be established in Hanover next year. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
If I can't tell them you are, make sure you go get them dark. That is how we are go trace them, identify them, tag it and trace it. Prevent disease from spreading, your health is worth defending. Tag it and trace it. You never think fi hide, tag them with pride. Help put the code even out of style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, has announced that the agroeconomic zone to be established by a private investor in Hanover is expected to come on stream in 2018. The zone will facilitate the provision of reliable markets for produce and contribute to the reduction of prairie larceny. The investors will purchase produce from interested farmers across the country under a contract. Minister Hutchinson made the announcement at the recent handover of a honey extraction and bottling facility constructed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JASIF, in Lucy, Hanover.
The opening of this facility is in keeping with the ministry's emphasis on moving primary production of agricultural produce along the value chain towards full commercialization.
In recent weeks, similar agro-processing facilities have been handed over by JASIF. Mr. Hutchinson says these facilities will add value to the lives of farmers, the agricultural sector, and the economy. The bottling facility, valued at $30 million, will be managed by the Hanover Bee Farmers Cooperative Society and is geared at improving market access and increased earnings from the sale of honey for more than 200 beekeepers in Hanover, St. James, and Westmoreland.
In addition, a series of comprehensive agro-processing training, including food safety, sanitation standards, operating procedures, and equipment maintenance, has been included as a part of this project.
Managing Director of JASIF, Omar Sweeney. The 1,500-square-foot state-of-the-art facility has been built to HACCP certification standards. The project is expected to boost economic growth in Hanover. The Agriculture Ministry, through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, as part of its ongoing sensitization program, has issued the following tip to help farmers mitigate the outbreak of the beet armyworm.
To clean the crop properly, strip, remove the dead outer leaves. The pest can be seen. It will hold it up against the light. You can see the leaves that are infested. You can treat the material by dipping it into a solution. Contact pesticide can be utilized and just soak the planting material, probably 10 to 15 minutes in a contact pesticide in a container, and then remove it.
That tip was brought to you by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you not have good for say, not say nothing. Translation: if you have nothing good to say, don't say anything. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, it's better not to say anything than to speak negatively about people. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.